I'm Alexander Watson, author of River Queens, and I'd like to celebrate this Mother's Day with a story about my own mother, Vivian Watson. It was a Sunday morning not unlike this one, except in Dallas, Texas, my hometown. Mother is at her accustomed place, a desk surrounded by shelf upon shelf of photo albums, fabric samples, and catalogs. Sunday is her research day, the day devoted to studying the latest trends and designing displays for the upcoming season. Mother owns a furniture studio. Her hobby, however, is the kitchen, reducing complex dishes like Jacques Pepin's cassoulet, for example, from an extensive hunting expedition and a scrounge in the garden to a can of broth and herbs common to any grocery store. But this Sunday is special. Rather than with the usual finished samples and floor plans, the desk is now covered with cookbooks and back issues of Gourmet and Bon Appetit. Mother is planning my oldest brother's rehearsal dinner with a man dressed in khakis, loafers, a flamboyant balloon of a shirt untucked to obscure his formidable girth. George Gray is an imperial bonsai master, a James Beard chef, and an expert in abstract expressionism. He is also Mother's caterer. To start George, she dictates rather than consults. I want celery sticks next to two huge wheels of Stilton cheese set on either end of the bar. Be certain to de-string the celery and make sure the Stilton is real. That domestic stuff tastes like Velveeta with lawn clippings stirred in for color. And I want steak tartare balls, goose liver crostini, and cashew picantes on trays to be passed during cocktails. George looks at a dining table groaning with the inventory of china from two households. My mother's and her mother's, specifically ordered to coordinate and commingle for state occasions such as this. But he sees no silver, no trays, no wine coolers, no serving pieces, no flatware. Never mind about all that, Mother dismisses his glance with a wave, saying, Dr. John has an extraordinary collection of antique silver. When you get there, he'll give you the key to the vault, and you just take whatever you need. Dr. and Mrs. John Chalk will host the evening. Callie was Mother's roommate at Randolph-Macon Women's College and is the heiress to a chain of department stores which stretches from Fort Worth to El Paso. Her family home will be Mother's Beachhead in Lubbock, Texas, the bride's hometown, the venue for the wedding, 350 miles west of Dallas, and to which George will pack the prepared meal and all the china for a six-hour motor trip across the barren plain. The rest of the rehearsal menu is ham en croûte, squash Martinique, truffles in white wine, cucumber mousse, and Mrs. Appleyard's chocolate poem, my brother's favorite cake served with coffee and brandy. In snifters, not cordials, George, Mother instructs. I just hate brandy and cordials. It looks cheap. George finishes copying down his instructions and takes a moment to weigh in the balance, deference to a client's wishes versus absolute candor. He opts for the latter. Now you know, Vivian, that none of those West Texas steak and tater cowpokes and roughnecks are going to eat any of this highfalutin decorative food. Now don't you? Without missing a beat, Mother answers, mine is not to make them eat. Mine is merely to provide. Mother was no June Cleaver, not even a Carol Brady. She was a maverick, singular and strident. She divorced before divorce was popular and went into business at a time and in a society when and where women did not work. The enterprise she started in the corner of the bedroom which my father used to occupy grew into the harbinger of innovation, taste, and style in the Southwest. Mother was Dallas's unrefuted grand dame of interior design. So when the time came for my wedded partner Dale Harris and me to restore a vintage Chris Craft motor yacht, to ride our nation's greatest rivers from Texas to Ohio, to pull up stakes and make Cincinnati our new home, Mother's words, her mantra, echoed in my head. You'll only regret the chances you let slip by in life, she used to say. Never the failures. More stories like this one about my mother and how she influenced me, shaped me as boy and man, about a relationship some readers are calling interesting, others complex, are in River Queens, Saucy Boat, Stout Mates, Spotted Dog America, available at Joseph Beth Rookwood, Amazon, and our website, riverqueens.us. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Alexander Watson.